St. Petersburg attorney Matthew Widener has filed a formal complaint with the state. Widener is asking state attorney Willie Meggs to investigate whether Bailey was forced out of the job by Scott. He also wants Meggs to look into just how much the rest of the cabinet members knew. At the Capitol on Wednesday, Attorney General Pam Bondi said she had no knowledge of the decision until after it happened.
Did I know that Jerry Bailey was going to be told he was fired and have his things packed up, his entire life as a career law enforcement officer, in a cardboard box and told to be out of the office before the end of the day? Absolutely not. Nor do I believe the governor knew it.
Scott staffers reportedly asked Bailey to leave. Barbara Peterson, president of the First Amendment Foundation, says staffers may have violated the Sunshine Law by communicating between offices without making those conversations public record.
If cabinet aides are being used as a conduit to relay information from one cabinet member to another, that could very well be a violation of law. Case law would tell us that that's a violation of law. You can't create conduits.
The cabinet includes Scott Bondi, Chief Financial Officer Jeff Atwater, and Agricultural Commissioner Adam Putman. The group will meet next week and plans to discuss Bailey's ouster. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Keita Browning.